Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Review, and today's product is the Quinn 44.67 pound big boob silicone sex doll male masturbator from Love Nestle. So this is another Love Nestle torso. I reviewed several of these. As far as features go, it's what you see is what you get. Love Nestle makes excellent sex doll torsos. It just depends on the type of woman you're into, if you like them thick or curvy or skinny or whatever, and also what your budget is. Now you may be wondering, how does this compare to like Celestina or the Tantalee Aurora torso? Well, let's take a look. Here we have the three dolls in question side by side. So on the left side, we have the Love Nestle Quinn. In the middle, we have the Tantalee Aurora. And on the right, we have the Celestina from the Dollhouse. And now, the Quinn has rounded shoulders. I'm not going to hold that against Quinn, but I just had to be objective. So the Quinn doll has 11 inches from shoulder to shoulder, whereas it's 12 or 13 when we're talking about Aurora Celestina. But as you can see, the shoulders are like rounded. So I think that's why it is that way. As far as from the neck to the vagina, that's 24 inches, which is exactly the same as Celestina and one more inch than the Aurora. As far as the boobs, we're looking at 30 inches, which is slightly smaller than Celestina at 31 inches or Aurora at 32. So I think the issue is not that the boobs are too small, it's just that the boobs are more squishy and like not as perky. It's fine. I mean, it's only off by an inch. It's not that big of a deal. Now, the big one is the waist. So Celestina and Aurora have a 20 to 21 inch waist, very Barbie doll-esque, whereas the Quinn has a more natural looking 21 and a quarter inch across, so that it doesn't look like so much like a Barbie doll, but more like a real woman who's just very skinny. And then her butt is on the bigger side. So Celestine has a fairly small flat butt at 31.5 inches. The Aurora torso has a really nice bubble butt at 35 inches. And the Quinn is somewhere in the middle at 33 inches. But as you can see, the Quinn, the Tantalee, and Celestina are all more or less within an inch of each other, which is exactly what I like. This is my torso. I don't want it to be like just outlandishly different. I want it to be more or less like Celestina's body. And even though it's off by an inch here and an inch there, it's within an inch. As long as it's within an inch, we're good. So this is life size. This is my type. So let's get into the review. All right, so this is the Love Nestle Quinn doll. Now, Love Nestle also sent me this cow-themed kind of lingerie, which is really cute. Now, the Quinn does not have a head, so I don't know what I'm going to do with this adorable little cow-themed headband, but it did come with it. I don't know if they sell this at Love Nestle or if they just threw this in for me for the review, because unfortunately, I do have to censor the dolls for YouTube. They do not like doll nudity, but they sent me this cow-themed lingerie set, and I thought it was cute, and I just wanted to show you guys the little headbands that you're not going to see it again. All right, so Quinn is a life-size Love Nestle silicone sex doll. Very realistic, feels good in the hands. However, there are some, I don't want to say disadvantages. I don't consider them disadvantages at all, but they are different. Quinn, the legs don't adjust. So if you're familiar with the Aurora torso from Tantalee or other torsos, usually they have like these legs that go to about, not quite the kneecap, but like the thigh up to about the kneecap, and the legs can bend and open and close and whatnot. These do not bend. So here, I'll show you. I can squish them. They're solid, but there's not a skeleton in them. So I can't spread them. I can't move them up and down. They're just there. This means that the doll cannot stand on its leg stumps. It has to be in the sitting / doggy style position. This is not a problem in my opinion, because here's the thing. If you want to do doggy style, you have to have the kneecaps. Without the kneecaps, the legs are too low.
and so you have to prop up the doll on like a stack of towels anyway. So having the legs not in the way actually makes it easier to store. So the ottoman that Quinn is laying on right now, I use as storage for my Aurora torso, which Quinn will be replacing, by the way. The thing is it doesn't quite fit perfectly. I have to lift the legs up and angle them to get everything to fit. Because this doll doesn't have those leg stumps, it's actually easier to store. And the legs don't do anything. You have to open them up and spread them and get them out of the way, but they don't do anything. All right, so the thing about Love Nestle torsos in general is the skin texture, the skin color, and the feel of the doll. Now, I only have like a 720p camera. I don't know if this is picking up the detail of the skin, but the skin has little kind of coloration differences, which makes it look and feel like real skin. And the other thing is, they have some type of a composite material. Most sex dolls are a solid block of TPE with a skeleton in the middle to give it structure. The Love Nestle torsos, they feel like inside there's like maybe like a foam or a plastic or something, but it feels like muscle. It feels firm like muscle. So, for example, if you do this with any other sex doll, what's going to happen is your thumbs are going to sink into it. But here, I'll squeeze her tummy and you can see what I'm talking about. So I'm pushing down into her stomach and I'm not just digging down into her skeleton. It feels like muscle. So the Love Nestle torsos feel great in the hands. They feel like a real person. So the skin feels great. The only downside I can see with Quinn is the lack of leg movement and the legs being cut off a little bit short, but it doesn't actually matter. Anyway, let me show you her, the boobs and the jiggles. So her boobs, here's the thing. Quinn's boobs are the same size as Celestina's as far as cup size goes, but they're a little bit teardrop shaped. They're not as perky. They're more natural. Let me show what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to play with her boobs, and you can see how natural they flow. They're very, very soft and squishy, almost too squishy. Like, these are very natural-feeling boobs, but I don't know how to describe it. It feels like a fat chick's boobs. Now, if you felt like girls with natural big boobs who aren't fat, and then squeezed a fat chick's boobs, you know what I'm talking about. The thing is like fat chick boobs are just almost a little bit too soft. Now, I don't know what this is. It just, the boobs are a little bit too soft, but they're fine. They're very nice, squeezy, perfect for titty fucking. It's great. Personally, I prefer just a little bit more firm. Just the slightest bit more firm, but it's fine. They're just a little squishy. But they feel like a fat chick's boobs. So if you like fat chick boobs, these are the boobs for you. Now the doll, the skeleton is posable in the waist. So if you want to do doggy style, you can arch the back. But because there's no arms, the legs don't pose. The only thing that's really posable is the waist. So you can arch the back or have her sit up or something like that. But that's really kind of the end of the articulation when it comes to this doll, which is fine, totally fine. Let me flip her over and let me show you her butt. Before I show you her butt, I just wanted to show you her side profile. So she's very skinny, but in a natural way. Comparing her to Aurora and Celestina, Quinn has a more natural torso, whereas Celestina and Aurora have more of a artificially Barbie doll's torso. Like, Celestina's body is not natural looking. She looks like a doll. Whereas Quinn actually looks like a skinny, but very fit and, you know, in shape woman, as opposed to a Barbie doll. Anyway, let me show you her butt. You can see what I'm talking about with the boobs. Like right here, this may be hard to come off on camera. It's like there's a boob and there's like a second boob. I don't know if you, can you see that? Can you see this, like, it's like a double chin of boob? That's the telltale sign of a fat chick's boobs, is they have like, they have chins. They have double chins in their boobs. They're not just like one nice firm lump. They have like layers. It's fine, especially if you're into fat chick boobs, it's fine. But you can see the kind of double chin in the boob. the telltale sign of fat chick boob. Anyway, speaking of fat chick, let's talk about the butt. Now, my long-standing criticism of the Love Nestle torso is pretty much my only criticism, is the butt is too soft. Like a butt, like your butt cheek is a muscle. It's not a boob, it's a muscle. You should be doing squats and stuff, and you should like have a nice tight butt. And I should squeeze it, and it should feel like muscle. It should be nice, firm, squishy, but not like a boob. And the Love Nestle torsos have squishy boob butts. Now, ironically, her butt cheek feels the way a firm boob should feel, whereas her boobs are a little bit too soft, and they feel like a fat chick's boobs. Her butt feels like the way a boob should feel. So they're not the same, at least like her butt doesn't feel like a fat chick's boobs, but she has like fat chick ass. So this is kind of weird. Quinn has the measurements of Celestina, and it, like, I'm going to replace the Aurora torso with Quinn because I like the way the Love Nestle dolls feel in the hands with the muscle and the realism. So I'm willing to look past the fat chick boob and fat chick ass. It's just kind of weird. It almost like pulls you out because you have this very skinny, in shape, attractive feminine form, and the butt and the boobs feel like a fat chick. It's like a fat chick's ass and titties on a skinny chick's body, and it's freaking me out. It's freaking me out. But let me show you the jiggle test. Like, you can grab her butt cheeks. Like, you shouldn't be able to do that with a butt cheek. You shouldn't be able to grab it and stretch it, but it is what it is. Let's do a good old spank. You can see you could see it, like, again, it's like a fat chick's ass on a doll's body. Now, here's what you'll notice. Because the legs are permanently in the sitting position, this is extremely stable. A lot of times when I do a spank test with a doll, it's like it tries to roll because the legs are too high and I have to like arch the back. With this doll, it's perfectly stable because of the way the legs are positioned. So it's got, this is actually a really good spanking doll. It's just that the butt is just a little bit too squishy. Just needs to be a little bit firmer and it would be perfect. But I've always had that criticism with Love Nestle torsos. They are working on it, or they've taken my advice into consideration, and they're working on with their R&D department to see if they could master the firm butt. But I've gotten feedback, and they've told me this is what the people want. This is what their customers demand. Their customers want a soft, squishy butt. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just women are just so obese these days that guys just think that's what a butt's supposed to feel like. Like, it's supposed to feel like a fat chick's ass. Like, you haven't been with a non-obese woman, and so you think this is the way an ass is supposed to feel. So when you feel like a firm, muscled butt, it's like, oh my god, this feels like a man ass. Like, no, that's what a butt cheek is supposed to feel like. It's not like men's asses are muscular and women's asses are flabby. If you're not dating a fat chick, she shouldn't have a flabby, squishy ass. So I don't know. I think maybe just women just getting so obese. Men are now just like, they have Stockholm syndrome. And they're used to it these days. I don't know. I'm out of touch these days. I don't know. Anyway, so the doll's great. And it feels real. It doesn't just feel real as far as the vagina and the sex goes. It feels real in the hands. Which also, here, let me flip her over and let me show what I'm talking about. Okay, so as I was saying, the thing is, when you are using a life-size doll, the main way you're going to use it is with missionary. You're effectively going to be laying on the doll, you know, like thrusting into her pussy with her boobs pressed against your body. That's where it's at. And most sex dolls, because they don't have a realistic feel, they feel squishy against your body. Like your body's like sinking into them because they're not a body, they're just a block of TP in the approximate shape of a woman's body. Because the Love Nestle torsos have this kind of composite material that feels like muscle underneath the skin, it feels real when you're laying on it. When you're actually having sex with the doll, and your body is laying across the doll, the boobs feel real, the skin feels real, the body feels real, it feels real. So the bottom line is this is going to be my new go-to torso doll. I love Love Nestle's realistic kind of feeling that their dolls have. It just, I've never seen it anywhere else. I reviewed a lot of dolls. These feel real. These feel better than the like premium dolls you get at the dollhouse, which are just TPE. So Celestina, as much as I love her, her body is just TPE. And you're, you know, it doesn't feel like a real person. Whereas the Love Nestle torsos feel like a real person. And it's not even that expensive. Like the Quinn torso is about the same price as the Aurora torso. And the Quinn torso is silicone with the muscle composite material. The only thing is I could knock it for, because I'm not knocking it for the legs, because that doesn't matter. The legs just get in the way anyway and make storage more of a pain in the butt. So I'm actually glad the legs are shorter. The boobs feel like a fat chick's boobs, and the butt feels like a fat chick's butt. And I don't know why. I understand. This is what the people want. And I think guys are just used to fucking fat chicks. And they think that that's the way it's supposed to feel. So when they get a doll and the boobs and the butt feel like a skinny girl's boobs and butt, they think something's wrong because they're used to like fat single mom pussy. And it just breaks my heart that guys don't even know what a premium like pair of tits and a nice firm squeezable ass feels like. They only know single mom pussy. My heart is breaking for you guys who've never actually felt anything but single mom pussy. Anyway, apparently this is what the people want. So if you're into fat girl titties and fat girl ass, but you want it on a skinny, attractive body that feels like the real thing, then this is it. This is the torso for you, my friend. This is going to be my torso going forward because it is within an inch of Celestina's measurements. And it feels more real than the ones from Tantalee. So this is going to be my new go-to. But in the future, I would love to work with Love Nestle and get a torso similar to this. It actually has Celestina's measurements exactly. And it, like her Barbie. The other thing is her waist. Now, this may be fine for you. This has a realistic looking waist. It doesn't look like a Barbie doll. It looks like a real woman who's just skinny. I don't mind the Barbie doll look. I like the Barbie doll look. Why go for, you know, the best natural look when you can go for absolute perfection? But anyway, you know, down the road, I think this could be improved. I'd love to have a torso like this that had firmer boobs, firmer butt, skinnier waist. And that's about it. That's about it. Like, this is almost, this is like 95% there. And this is going to be my torso going forward. So, huge fan of Love Nestle. Pretty much, here's the thing about Love Nestle. You should get your torso at Love Nestle and just get whatever, like, the style you like. If you like big girls, thick girls, skinny girls, they have different torsos. As far as the quality goes, they're all the same. It's just a matter of what type of style you want, like the type of girl you're into. So I like skinnier girls, but they have thicker torsos with bigger butts and so on and so forth. So get whatever works for you. Obviously, the dolls that weigh more and are bigger are going to cost more, but get whatever torso fits your budget and fits your preferences. So that's all I have to say. Big fan of Love Nestle. They make the best torsos on the market. So use my link. It will apply a coupon code automatically. You won't even have to like remember anything. Just make sure you use the link and the coupon code is applied automatically. And that's really off to say. Check out their whole website though. They have all kinds of websites. And also check out my previous reviews. I've reviewed lots of Love Nestle torsos. They've all been bangers, figuratively and literally. But just be aware of the different styles. You know, do your research. Make sure that the torso is the proper size, because some of them are smaller, more anime body pillow. Some of them are life size. Some of them are thick. Some of them aren't. So make sure you're getting a torso that fits your budget and style, and you won't be disappointed. So thank you, Love Nestle, for sending me this torso. And also, once again, thank you for the cow lingerie. It's super adorable. Anyway, this is Turtfling Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.